Tune in Wednesdays Inside the Cave with John Roberts
and Ian Wendt for interesting interviews with Lenawee County athletes and coaches.
Listen for the latest NFL Top 16 power rankings and college football talk about Michigan and Michigan State.
Find out where your school compares to the rest on our weekly Lenawee County High School Power Rankings.
Are you a hockey fan? Because Inside the Cave Wednesdays break down Adrian College Bulldog hockey better than the rest.
Catch Ian Wendt
and John Roberts on Inside the Cave Wednesday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on 96.5 The Cave
and 965thecave.com.
And welcome back inside the cave on this Tuesday morning. Pat Hayes, Ian Wendt with you this morning. And as promised, on the other end of our line this morning, we have head coach Bill Wilharms of Lenawee Christian Football. And Bill, it's a little bit different situation this year. At the end of the season, you find yourselves with two losses. First time that's happened in a couple of years.
Yeah, it's been a trying year in certain ways, but it's also been a very lot of learning going on this year. You know, we knew we lost 12 seniors last year, and this group had to find its own identity. And I think right now we're playing some pretty good football, and we've got people back healthy for the most part. When you lose your starting quarterback for a couple weeks, it makes a difference.
Yeah, it normally does. Coach Ian here, you never really in eight-player football had an opportunity to, what they say, bounce back. You know, the first two losses as an eight-player program. But when you look at the bounce back aspect, you know, you lose to Colon, and then you smack around Camden Frontier, and then you lose to Climax Scotts, and then Britton Deerfield ran into the buzzsaw. Could you, that's a different style that you've had to coach this season, dealing with adversity a little bit.
Yeah, I think the seniors have done a great job. They've got a championship pedigree, the seniors and the juniors. And when we took the loss to Colon, we knew that was going to be a war. And they had some nice designs. And, we shot ourselves in the foot in that game as well with four turnovers. So, that one we kind of looked back on and go, well, live and learn on that. And then the Climax game, when you find out on Monday you've got to put in your third string quarterback, and Nick did a great job for us and stuff running the show, but it's like, ugh, without the first or second string kids in there.
Yeah, so you when you say Nick, you mean Nick Stewart, the running back?
Yeah, Nick okay. Stewart, the nose guard.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I don't think there's too many teams in the state of Michigan that have their nose guard as their starting quarterback. So.
No. Wow.
Well, Coach, it doesn't get any easier. You got a Goebbels team that you have to play in the next round here, 7-2. Their only two losses coming at the hands of Martin, 50-6. And they also lost to a tough Mendon team, 36-6. What are you looking for them? You're no stranger to Goebbels. I think you've played them the last couple of years in the playoffs.
Goebbels is, they're going to be big and they're going to be physical. Their front line is absolutely huge. They're predominantly a running team, but they throw often enough that you got to respect them and stuff like that. And obviously losing to Martin and Mendon, those are two quality programs. So we're not taking them light. We're glad we got them on our home field at Cougar Stadium. So, it's good that way. And we'll go from there. Hopefully a good week of prep. The weather's been awesome. So a lot better than like the Reading year where we had 11 inches of snow and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
Well, getting past this weekend, I know you don't like to look forward too far, but the next team probably in that bracket would be Martin, which is a team that has been very, very good this year, and I think they've been ranked up there near the top in Division I.
Yeah, Martin is definitely, they're an awesome team. They've been that way for the last couple of years. We've been fortunate to get by them in the semifinals to get to the finals and stuff like that. And I know those kids have a lot of incentive to finally see if they can get us. And I, you know, from the beginning of the season, I remember watching an interview with their head coach on the TV station. You know, he said he was using weeks 2 through 7 to get ready for Lenawee. So, you know, hopefully we can give him his wish and, you know, be able to give him maybe a surprise over there. But either way, it's going to be, you know, we'll worry about this week. And then if that, God blesses us to get us through, then, you know, we'll prep ourselves for Martin and get ready for war over that way.
Talking with Lenawee Christian head football coach Bill Wilharms here inside the Cave. Coach, you know, you've had 2 years, obviously back-to-back state championships for your team. Could you talk to maybe, you know, you've played the whole regular season now, so could you identify maybe a difference between this team and teams in the past? Obviously, the record's a little bit different. 7-2 is a great mark for any team to get, but, you know, maybe a difference in you know, different leadership or the way the kids have shown up day in and day out.
Yeah, I think the leadership has been awesome this year. I think my seniors, Colin Davis, Nick Stewart, Jacob Morton, Josiah Henley, and Brady McKelvey have been awesome. I think the biggest thing for us this year has just been we don't have the depth that we've had in the years past. And, you know, that's made some of our starters stay in a little bit longer. And that's actually when I got my quarterback hurt in a different year. He would have never even been in there at that point in time. But we're limited with the number of kids. And, you know, that's the nature of the beast with 8-man football. And, you know, small school football, you go through those ups and downs with the numbers, and hey, you just roll with it. And we say the next man up, and sometimes the next man up happens to be the same man up. So yeah, they've been a tough group and stuff. So I really appreciate what they've put in, you know, through the summer and now. Well, actually, all the way from after the state championship last year, this group got after it and stuff. So.
And you know, and sometimes next man up happens to be your starting nose tackle, now playing quarterback.
So exactly.
You know, you've coached 8-player a few seasons now. I'm just looking at the scores of some of these games, and we've had a couple on the radio here on the Cave. These games seem to take a long time, and they just, you know, produce a lot of points. And you talked about, you know, having to keep your kids in the game longer. Do you think that's a, you know, an overall something 8-player can look at? And I don't know how you, if there's anything to fix, you know what I'm trying to say?
I don't really think there's anything broken at this point in time. I mean, okay. I just think you've got, you know, a situation where, you know, this is Iron Man football the way it was, you know, for a lot of small schools, whether you're in Division 8 or, you know, an 8-man in Division 1, Division 2. You know, I think it's, you've got kids that, you know, they understand, and that I think, at least for us, that's the way we prep them in the off season. You know, with our strength and conditioning program and stuff like that. And you know, you're going to get some dings, and you know, hopefully you don't wind up with too many injuries. And you know, we've been fortunate; we haven't had anything, you know, major for now a couple years. This year, you know, we have had a couple more concussions. But I'm not sure that was from anything we did, because the young man that got it, he got hit with a baseball the third week of July.
That's
what started him down the path. So, so darn baseball.
Yeah, no.
No, I love it too.
All right.
But, so, you know, it's one of those where, you know, you utilize timeouts, you utilize, you know, some of those things. And you know, you utilize the clock, you know, the 40-second clock. You try to, you know, if we are running, you know, and stuff like that, and you're up, you know, you try to make sure that your kids, you know, use that clock. And then, you know, but you also want to get your youngsters a chance to play. So the few kids that we do have on the sideline, you know, it's a great opportunity for them. So I think it's a wonderful situation. I think it gives kids a chance to play a tremendous sport, and, you know, it's awesome. So
okay. Well, I just want to get your point of view on that. That's just something I've noticed from the outside. Real quick, before we let you go, Coach, can you tell us any game day information? Obviously, you're home Friday night, correct?
Yes, Friday night at 7 at Cougar Field. You know, we'll take our chances with Goebbels, and you know, looking forward to a wonderful, probably a little bit cooler evening, but looking forward to the opportunity to advance through the playoffs this year again.
All right, great. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning, Coach, and good luck Friday night against Goebbels.
Thank you. I sure appreciate it.
All right, Coach Bill Wilharm is our guest here on Inside the Cave this morning.